Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Niels from Metz Trade. How are you?
Thank you. Doing very well. Thank you very much. Love to be on your show today.
Yeah, well, you know what? We got the announcement the other day, November 16th through 18th, Metz Trade is back, and it's back in full force, albeit with a few changes, of course, to reflect the times. But of course, the industry was all excited because we've already had some cancellations this year, and to see one show that has said, you know what, we've got it under hand, we know what we're doing, and we're going forward. The industry is very excited to see it happen.
Yes, we are, and we are confident that we can make it. We have announced some conceptual changes, adjustments to the current concept of Metz Trade. But we are very pleased with how the industry welcomed these changes, and everybody's excited, like us, to run the show this year.
Well, explain to us what some of those changes are, because of course we're going to be looking at, you know, the same sort of idea of social distancing, sanitization. We're probably not going to have the numbers that we had seen before. But what are the concepts that you guys are doing to make sure that it meets all the health criteria and as well provides a successful show at the same time?
Yes. Now you're right. We made different scenarios for Metz Trade, and currently, and of course it's primed to say that it's going to be a safe and successful event, and we will not compromise on any of those. That was the reason why we did not organize the event last year. But for this year, the conceptual changes come down to three important points. On the first hand, it's important to say that it's going to be a hybrid event. It's obvious that we will be in a situation where air traffic may not enable anyone to come over this year. For those who would miss out, we make sure that there is at least a virtual event in combination with the in-person event that they could enjoy. Those virtual elements have lots of opportunities and benefits for the people who are going to come to Amsterdam too. So it's really benefiting the best of both worlds, the hybrid and in person. So first of all, it's the virtual elements that we are going to bring to the show. Secondly, Metz will be having a different layout this year. We will release a few of the halls at the Rise Center, and we will condense the footprint in hall 1 until 7, plus the Elysium building. So for those regular Metz Trade experts who have been to the Rye venue more often, what we refer to is known as the Europa complex of the Rye venue. And why do we do that? We do reduce the footprint. However, the remaining space will be accommodated so efficiently that we will be able to accommodate 80%, so 80% of this record-breaking show in 2019 will still fit in the Metz Trade 2021.
And that's great news.
Yes. So there is no fear of missing out. We will be able to accommodate anyone. And I must say, based on the announcements of the recent announcements, they triggered lots of new applicants. So we see plenty of exhibitors who now made the decision to be part of this. And so many of them will have a different location in this year's show, but it's important to say that this is a one-off And no rides will be derived from this year's locations because we intend to be back next year in the entire area.
Let me ask you, actually, for next year, then, are you still thinking about creating that hybrid scenario as well? Because I don't know, but I sort of see this concept that now that we have introduced the hybrid concept, you know, that's great. I mean, your exhibitors will get even twice the exposure because not only once you're back up to 100% capacity next year, on top of that, you are still capable of showcasing their products to the entire world at the same time.
I can't agree more. The hybrid, the virtual elements will never be away. It's here to stay. I'm sure, especially the post-COVID world, now we have been Zooming and Skyping and all of that, and we are all so highly efficient in working through virtual manners. We understand that attendees, they'd like to prepare their visit to a show, whatever show it is, but also for Medstraight. They will be here with a short list of those companies they like to meet. And we as show organizers, we have the obligation to offer the tooling for attendees to prepare themselves and to exhibitors to make sure that they appear at those short lists. So, yes, we of course, we have our focus on the in-person events because that's our prime focus as show organizers, but it does come with the obligation that we will communicate the whole year around, and that Medstraight will develop into a platform where supply and demand in the leisure marine equipment industry will be able to meet by all means.
Wow. Well, what do you think is going to be the biggest change for Medstraight this year? Like the biggest change beyond the 80% capacity? Do you think? No.
On top of those two important changes, we have another one which is also very relevant to your question, is the fact that we have initiated what we call a regional representation policy. Medstraight is renowned as a show with its manufacturer-only policy. So it's the manufacturer who exhibits at Medstraight. And for those companies from abroad, Europe, from the US, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, we encourage them to apply for a show because for this exceptional year, we would allow them to have their stands be manned by their European distributors. So usually Medstraight is not a show where distributors exhibit. But in this exceptional year, you may find yourself walking the U.S. pavilion where French natives, with the French distributor or a U.S. manufacturer, would exhibit. And that's how we intend to run this global flavor despite the current situation. And we got very much support from this for this policy from both ICOMIA as well as the Marine Industry Associations. They are very happy. And we see lots of creativity in the industry from abroad, Australia and New Zealand, where they do all they can to make sure that they will be part in some form of Medstraight. And that underlines the importance of our platform for the industry.
Well, it sounds like you are bouncing back faster than anybody else pretty much across the face of the board because, you know, we see a lot of different shows trying to make accommodations in one way or the other. But for you to say, you know, you're going to have 80% in-person capacity, you're also having this hybrid, you've made all the changes necessary. And it sounds like you're going to have, you know, just as many exhibitors as you ever have had. So if you take that 80% capacity and then add in the people from around the world, you might actually have a show bigger than you've ever had before.
It's going to be a feast. I'm confident of that. And of course, it's we need to be realistic. That's also part of my background. of course, it's not all in our hands, and we
right.
very much are depending on external factors, not in the least part the vaccination strategy, and not only the Dutch authorities, but of course vaccination all over Europe. But we do see that the pace is going up. While we are having our discussion currently in this very Europe Hall at the RISE Center, vaccinations taking place. The RISE Center is currently operating like its center for mass vaccination. And we see larger numbers, the numbers are growing on a daily basis. So we are confident that by the end of the summer, we should be good. And apart from that, you are right. Still, our protocols will be in place, the health and safety protocols, when it comes to social distancing, when it comes to hand sanitizers, center for COVID screening, a test center in front of the RISE Center. All of that is going to be part of the concept, because confidence is key this year. Confidence has two, for us, two major aspects. On the one hand, it's the confidence that you could behave and navigate yourself to a safe show, and with minimized risks, of course. And on the other hand, it's the confidence, am I going to meet a sufficient number of people and sufficient number of visitors? Both of those elements are very much looked after by the team. And given the support we get from the industry, I'm confident that under these circumstances, it can be possible.
Well, let me ask you before I let you go, if we see, heaven forbid, a fifth or sixth or seventh wave, whatever it may be, and you know the border shut down again and people can't fly in, will you still go ahead with the virtual aspect of MedsTrade?
Okay, yes, we will. Let me be clear. There's a situation you just described, and let's hope not that that's the case. But we will not run the in-person event against all odds. That's very important, and I think we have proved to be with this approach last year, because we were very decent and timely when it comes to the cancellation. And that's something which is still on the radar for MedsTrade. If it can't take place, it won't take place. You can be sure of that. But indeed, currently we are preparing so plenty of content, which I'm very excited about for the virtual elements. It's going to be great with so much contribution from media partners, from the associations, innovation, panel discussions. You have seen already what we did. You may have seen what we did in December with MedsTrade Connect. Mm-hmm. And plenty of those items will be back for MedsTrade in November. Even in the case, and I don't think it's we will head into that situation, but if the in-person show can't be run, we will be there with a virtual show, and then we will make sure that the leisure marine industry would still be able to connect through MedsTrade. But as we said before, I'm confident that it can happen. The number of applicants and the based on the encouragements from the industry and the external factors which are improving, we should be good by November.
Well, Niels, I have to say, last year when you did cancel MedsTrade, it was in plenty of time for people to make other arrangements, and you made sure that people were safe. You made the call at the right time, and throughout the industry, waves were made with that, because there were other shows that didn't quite give the warning that you did. And I know through my conversations that a lot of people were very thankful for that, and you proved yourself definitely again top of your game.
Thank you. Yeah, and please note, currently over 1,100 companies have already committed their presence to be exhibiting at this year's show. And our early bird rate will expire at the 1st of May. So we anticipate plenty of new applicants by the 1st of May. And then we will be working towards a different, slightly different allocation process for this year. The exhibitors will be notified about their new location in July. And then it's full steam ahead towards November.
Wonderful. Well, I know it's going to be another absolutely amazing show, and I'm looking forward to attending it virtually.
I would look forward to meeting you in person and welcoming you to the show in Amsterdam in November. But if we have more developments coming up, I would be very interested in having another discussion with you prior to the event.
Well, you are always welcome back on our platforms here at Wahyatting International Radio. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. Our guest has been Niels. He is the CEO of Metz Trade. Thank you for joining us. Tune in again for another episode.